You're up to the part that he is discussing. What is so important about knowing Yichud Hashem? Yichud Hashem, again, he says, is the most fundamental midah that Hashem is trying to teach us in the entire purpose of the world. Okay, page Yud Aleph in this print by Islam and Dalet. Okay. So he says like this, Aval Yehudai Adrabah. We can get a full grasp of the yichud of Hashem. The yichud again means the oneness of Hashem, and as we explained before, one doesn't mean as opposed to two. It's not the question is there two gods? It's a question of that everything in the world is an expression of Him. So this is something we can get a hold of, and he brings proofs from Psukim to show us that not only are we supposed to believe this, but we can and we need to work towards an intellectual understanding of it as well. And he proves it because even though he said certain things, things that we can't understand, you're not supposed to try to understand. And there's a concept in Yiddishkeit, quote unquote, take the leap of faith, or whatever. You don't have to understand everything. But when it comes to Yichud Hashem, there's a certain belief that we could understand. And it brings a positive. You can know it. And keep on putting it back into your heart. There is no other koyach in the bria than Hashem. Hashem is made himself an idea. He called Anilkat, he calls his good Godolus, Hashem Mustapha, everything going on in the world, Hello Gilu Yehuda, everything in this world is meant, as we said last time, or as we said last week, the entire world was created so that we should be able to dehear that it was never created. The whole world is created so that we should dehear that it's only there to cover over that it's not really it's there to be a distraction to us, so that we should be megala in the creation, the Yichud Hashem that's in the Bria. And he says, "Kini shomer dvarim re'u'ata." Take a look. Ki ani anihu. It is only me. Ve'ino kimi modin. So what's that pasuk? I am Hashem. Mikra ze nemar achar shekala kol siva v'galgal shaya asid u'mezuman li'yosoyve v'oilom. It's after the whole Parshas Hazinu. And Parshas Hazinu dictates the entire history of the world. And what's the last pasuk in Hazinu? Remember, ani aniu. Everything that I told you, and all the history in the world, and everything that you saw happen, everything that I predicted is going to happen, is all me. Over divrei Yeshaya, I am Hashem. And we can understand this, and we're supposed to understand this, and we spoke this out last week. And he brings more Psukim. Hashem will be one when it becomes fully clear. So the world comes to, it's an amazing point, like we said, and we pointed out, the world comes to its greatest tachlis. The world comes to its greatest tachlis when we realize that there is no world. When we realize that it doesn't have any koyach in and of itself. That's when the world will come to its greatest tachlis. Nimtza comes out. Shekol mashem mizbar alonu be'etzem. Me'oitzem, I turn the page. Me'oitzem, the next paragraph, Shlemusoi, ha'bilti ba'las tachlis, hu'rak yichudoi hashalim. The only thing which we can come to a clear clarity on is Yichud Hashem. Shekasher nabit b'habote iyunis, that when we look with an analytical eye, akol ha'maisim asher nasu tachas ha'shamayim, nira hiluch achar shasoyvev v'hoylech, everything is being asoyvev until we get to the gilui of the emes, that what only thing that exists is Hashem. And this is pshat in the pasuk, Hashem v'yisrael v'vachach, Hashem v'alakim enoin mavadoim. And you know, mashma, the only way to come to this clarity is with Yishuv Adas. You have to actually put it into your heart. So this is the tachlis of the Bria. So says the Seichel. What does the Neshama say back? So the Seichel says back, then the Neshama says back, well, so what's the big deal? I don't understand what the Chiddush is. Of course, there's a concept of Yichud Hashem. What's the Chiddush? So he's going to say now.
mean, what else could it be? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, I understand that. It's the power of the Bria. Hashem, what are you telling me? So he says, no. Kain vadai hu. You're right. Everyone knows that that's generally true. It's still not as clear as you think it is. Because there are humash omar kosova atahare saladas ki ain mava ki Hashem wa ki mashmai mava lars das ain oin. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and Mechula and other places, ain oin afilu kshafin, even sorcery. What does the Gemara mean with that drasha? What are we darshning? Ain oin mavadoi, even sorcery, huh? Hainu, says the Ramchal, because when we say Hashem is God is one, it's not enough for him to say Hashem is one, that there's no other Metzius. There's no other Elohim, and there's no other creator. So here's the next step. This is the major, major step. It's not enough for us to believe that he's only creator. Maybe he created the world, but now Hashem created this world with a certain system. You're not allowed to be kofer and teva. You're not allowed to wake up in the morning and say, the sun is not coming up tomorrow. They only make a shvuah, a neder, the sun's not coming up tomorrow. You're not allowed. But if you believe that the sun has to come up tomorrow, you're a kofer. That means that he's saying we have to believe Hashem created the world. But we also have to believe that there is no power in the world, in the ongoing running of the world, which stands independently of Hashem. That's what he's saying. He says he's the Matzui Mukhrach and he was the Boirei. But we also have to believe Shein Shum Shoylet Umoishal Elo. There's nothing being Shoylet in the world either. Ve'ein Manig Loi Lomoy Elushum Beria Boi Lomoy Elo. There's no Manig. The koyach of teva Hashem created does not mean that teva could override a Kodesh Baruch Hu's ratzon. And if Hashem created a concept of mazalos, doesn't mean that Hashem that overrides Hashem's ratzon in the world. So and not only Hashem created the world. Yeah, I understand. Hashem is one. He's the only creator. Yeah, that's easy. But Hashem created the world with certain powers. And maybe those powers now, this is the tois, this was the tois of the original of the Avodah Zarah, that there's an independent power besides the creator.
That Hashem created?
Yeah.
So how could it do something without Hashem? Hashem created.
Because now there's a certain system in place that runs.
But it's all Hashem, so
And not Hashem anymore.
I mean, that's what I thought.
But
But
it's very simple. If I create a company, okay, and then I have a lot of employees. Okay, it's a big company. We whatever. We do a lot of different stuff.
so
Nike, so we do sweatshirts, we do
sneakers
sneakers,
primarily.
we do a lot of stuff. So now I'm the big guy on top, but there's a guy that's running each department. Right? Lamaisa, right? If the boss walks into one of the stores, the guy that owns Nordstrom, right, walks into one of the stores. He doesn't like one of the cashiers. You're fired. Well, no, you can't fire him. You have no authority to fire this guy. Well, yeah, no, but I look at my guy. It says the only person who has authority to fire is the manager. You got to go to the manager. Now, I could do something simple. I could fire the manager, make myself the manager, and then fire the guy, right? But Lamaisa, right now, I can't really fire him. I'm not the manager. Only the manager could. So when the worker wants to know, I gotta send the nice shalchmanas. Right? At the end of December, I gotta send the nice shalchmanas to my boss. Who's he sending the shalchmanas to? The guy in Manhattan in the office building or to the manager? Who's more powerful?
Manager.
For him, the manager. So that means it's the koyach to the manager. So we have to know that the system that Hashem created. It isn't that, and the manager really has an independent koyach now. Not that he was created as an independent koyach. Yeah, the owner retains a koyach to destroy the manager. Technically,
yeah,
you
but
can't
here
over.
we're saying the manager is Hashem himself. Also.
So what we're saying is that everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's no koyach independently of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the
and
point.
What they originally
it's,
saw
but
was
that's
a
Hashem
itself. It's a ratzon of Hashem. It's different.
The Ratzon of Hashem. Teva is the Ratzon of Hashem, how he wants the world to create. But it's not a separate Ratzon of Yosef to me.
Famously, Hateva is the matriarch.
So why is the Shvuah Shav if somebody says it?
Because Hashem has shown us the way he chooses to run the world is with Teva. And therefore you have to assume that that's how he's going to continue to do it.
So
because it's not appropriate. It's not appropriate to assume Hashem will change his mind for no reason.
Okay, but it's not Shvuah Shav.
It's Shvuah Shav because that's not the world we live in. We live in a world.
Shvuah Shav is saying that you know for a fact that it's incorrect.
It's incorrect because there's no world in our reality that Hashem has been megala a ratzon other than this ratzon.
So why is it fear to say that I know for sure this one's going to come out?
No, I didn't say I know for sure. I said that it can't not. I know for sure it's going to happen.
Why can't I say it can't not?
No, no. I know for sure that it's going to. I know for sure it's going to. But if I say it's impossible that it shouldn't, it's different. And there's no metzias in the bria that can override it. There is.
Okay.
But we're not allowed
saying
to rely
it
on
it. Saying that it is doesn't mean that you're not believing that Hashem is the correct to it. You know for sure.
But the point is that this is the extra. This is this is what I'm trying to say. I don't care. Of course, it's posh that Hashem is the only creator. But I want to know: do you really, really believe that there's no other koyach in the bria other than a Kodesh Baruch Hu? So when it says "Einan mavad afilu kshafim," what does it mean? Afilu kshafim, even those things that Hashem created as a koyach in the bria, even those things is Hashem, really. Nothing can stop his ratzon. And therefore, his shlita in the world is complete. There is no oifin otherwise. Kani ani Hashem, we said before. It's all me. It's all Hashem.
We're having a hard time, like trying to. We're going to like the complicated shot, like the simple shot. It's just so that Hashem is all the koyches. He is the teva. Why are we like so busy with? Well, he could change it. Yeah, but he could change it. He is the all the koyches.
I think it's just bavarning that what I mean to say nichon Hashem is not that Hashem is the only creator, but Hashem is also running the world. He's manning the world, and every koyach in the world is him. So he says, I'm very busy with this. Like Rabbi Weiss is saying, why are you being busy with this? I'll tell you why I'm busy with it. I'm busy with it because there's five categories of people that are busy with these mistakes, and I'm going to lafuke every single one of those categories. So he's going to go on. We'll start in the tomorrow to explain, but he's going to go on to explain the five categories of misunderstandings of the world and why, in my paragraph that I said here, I undermined all of them and why our belief is to undermine all of them. They're going to go through the five mistakes that people make. We'll have to figure out which category we're in until we get the MS. Okay.
Let's go. The Novman's Forever came.
Yeah.